I just have a customer that moved to the back seat from the priority session, and he's kind of ducking down. I don't like to see what he's doing, but I'm keeping a close eye. I just don't know if he's smoking or not, but nobody seems to be saying anything.
5271, so you sent a lost and found message, but there's something going on with a passenger on your bus. Your radio connection wasn't coming through very well.
I'm sorry, I meant to send a customer contact, not lost and found. Yeah, I just have a gentleman who was in a priority section with a bunch of stuff, and he just moved to the back seat and ducking down, and I don't know what he's doing. If he's smoking or not, but I see some customers kind of turning their head, and but they're not saying anything, and I can't really tell from my driver's seat what he's doing.
Okay. Well, send me a message if things escalate, but they could just be moving seats. Hopefully they'll get off soon, and or at least when you get back to BTC.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if he needed to stay with his stuff in the priority section or not, but he doesn't seem to be, like, alert for me to say that and for him to understand and listen.
Okay, so he's not awake and alert?
He's awake and alert, but if I were to tell him, hey, you need to be up, you know, with your stuff at the priority section, I don't think he'll be able to listen to me, is what I'm saying. He's, like, grunting a lot.
Okay, well, if they end up leaving their stuff, then just send a lost and found message. But hopefully they'll retrieve it on the way out. You can make a general statement, too, to collect your belongings when you leave the bus when you get to BTC, if that would help.
Okay, will do.
Keep me posted if things escalate. We'll be clear for now, 1028.